Some of the 40 or so protesters gathered in Santa Rosa's courthouse square yesterday, carrying signs calling for improved school safety. The group, Safe Campus Alliance, organized the rally ahead of tomorrow's anniversary of a stabbing death on the campus of Montgomery High School. The group is also focusing on recalling two of Santa Rosa's school board members who oppose the police school resource officers returning to campus, Omar Medina and Allegra De La Cruz. The National Weather Service has issued the first blizzard warning of the season for the Sierra due to the incoming storm. Winds are expected to reach over 60 miles an hour in the Sierra, gusting possibly to 100 miles an hour at times. 2 to 5 feet of snow in Lake Tahoe at lake level, with 5 to 10 feet of snow above 7,000 feet. Highways 50 and 80 are currently open, but expected to close at the height of the storm. Ski resorts will also most likely shut down for safety. Extensive grooming and avalanche control will be needed following the storm's exiting on Sunday. The snow level in Sonoma County could dip down to around 1,500 feet Friday and Saturday nights. Roughly 62,000 pounds of fentanyl smuggled into California was confiscated by authorities in 2023. That is enough to potentially kill the global population nearly twice over. In 2021, California authorities seized more than 5,300 pounds of the drug with a street value of $64 million. In 2022, that rose to 28,000 pounds with a value of $230 million. The 2023 amount seized would total $670 million. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court will hear arguments in April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. Also, an Illinois judge barred Trump from the state's Republican presidential primary ballot on Wednesday over his alleged role in the Capitol riot, but then put her ruling on hold until after the Supreme Court rules on a similar case in Colorado. Sad news this morning. Actor and comedian Richard Lewis, recently seen on Curb Your Enthusiasm, has passed away at the age of 76. He died at his home in Los Angeles on Tuesday night after suffering a heart attack, according to his publicist. Well, it is now time to check on traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. And so far on this early Thursday morning, we do look pretty good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays to report. Our KZST news time is now 6:03.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Save money while making restaurant-quality meals at home with help from Raley's in Nob Hill. This week, we have an amazing digital deal on delicious tri-tip roasts for our Something Extra members. Just clip your offer on our website or app to get twin packs of USDA Choice Raley's Boneless Untrimmed Tri-Tip Roast for just $3.97 a pound, limit 2 packs. And save on your salads with fresh broccoli crowns or Roma tomatoes on sale for $1.77 a pound. Savings you can count on in-store or online, only at Raley's in Nob Hill.
You'll find the Windsor Farmers Market every Sunday from 9:30 to 12:30 on the Windsor Town Green. You can find out more at KZST.com. In sports, the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team's great season has finally come to an end as they lost last night to Folsom 54-49 in the opening round of the Open Division State Tournament. And today, the PGA Tour tees off at the Cognizant Classic in Florida. Your forecast, plan on rain and wind for today. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, rain likely. Wind still a little gusty. Overnight lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, things really start to crank up. Rain with the possibility of thunderstorms. Wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. Highs only in the low 50s. That rain will come down heavy at times, about the same on Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Wendy's now says that it has no plans to increase prices during the busiest times at its restaurants. The burger chain clarified its stance on how it will approach pricing following backlash over discussion about it possibly using dynamic pricing. Wendy's said that its digital menu boards could allow them to change the menu offerings at different times of day and offer discounts to their customers more easily, particularly in the slower times of the day. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo!
Point one KZST. Good Thursday morning to you. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 6:10, 51 drizzly degrees. And want to pass this along, the hot local spot over the weekend, the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Roanoke Park, where the Miss Sonoma County competition is taking place. The event is Saturday night. A shout out to everyone involved. And to the girls, good luck. And practice that wave.
Yeah. your feelings show. It's the only way to make friendships grow. But I'm too afraid now.
County's KZST on your Thursday, February 29th. It is Leap Day. I'm Debbie Abrams with some shocking news to share. If you missed it in the news, it used to be Amy's Wicked Slush, that Healdsburg location across from Veterans Memorial Beach. It was destroyed this week by fire. No one was hurt. Owner Amy Coven, who still has the property, shut down the ice cream shop last year. Apparently no word as of yet to what caused the fire. It was a fun and busy spot for Amy's Wicked Slush. Definitely missed by many in Healdsburg.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. From far away, special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire. for the world we're gonna make.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 622, 51 degrees in Santa Rosa. Welcome to your Thursday. I'm Debbie Abrams with this. I recently found out yet another reason why it's important to get a good night's sleep. It makes you more beautiful. Yes, rest aids your outer beauty. That leads me into a two-word solution, Sleep City. Better sleep, better looks. And I gotta say, since I bought my Sleep City mattress, the Posh and Lavish, it has rocked my world, my dream world. It is all natural. It is latex. It does not sleep hot, which was very important and key for me. Sleep City is locally owned by Mark Thomas. He's been in business here for more than 35 years. Has five stores, two in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, one in Napa, and my store, the Windsor location on Hembry Lane. Mark certainly knows his mattresses, has a great selection, high quality, and loves the customers. And by the way, Sleep City is also part of the Go Local campaign. They are really into the community. So if you want to physically look better, maybe less wrinkle cream and cover up, you may want to head to a Sleep City store near you today on Leap Day so you can leap into a better night's sleep. Or, of course, you can check them out online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel a safe distance until you can't smell the gas and then call 911. First responders will make it safe. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
If you're a leap year baby with a birthday on February 29th, you only get to celebrate every 4 years. So KZST and Costo on the Go at the Santa Rosa Airport have plans to make this one special for you. Debbie Abrams will be at Costo on the Go Thursday, February 29th at noon. And the first 29 people with February 29th birthdays will receive a chocolate decadence cake from Costo on the Go. Happy birthday, leap year babies, from Costo on the Go at the airport and 100.1 KZST.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, February 29th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:29. I'm Brent Allen. Sprinkles now with heavier rain due in very soon. Currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. If it was not bad enough that Amy's Wicked Slush in Healdsburg closed last year, now the building that housed the superstar of slushes burned down on Tuesday night. The location across from Memorial Beach was fully engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived. No one was injured. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The business, along with the now charred ruins of the building, are still for sale. At their February 20th meeting, the Bellevue Union School District Board voted to not terminate 30 positions from its district in Santa Rosa, but instead said they would gather more information on the financial and educational impacts that cuts would make. Last night, they came back with the results, a unanimous vote to terminate 20 staff positions to help cover a $950,000 shortfall. The city of Santa Rosa is conducting its first school safety pilot study. This project is on Steel Lane from Myers Drive to Rowe Drive in front of Steel Lane Elementary School. The pilot study will road diet Steel Lane from March 18th through May 24th, meaning that one lane of traffic will be removed for 6 weeks. The lane of traffic to be removed is the right westbound lane. A survey on the study will be open from May 1st through May